Shkolim per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Shall base Rabban Gamliel haya nichnas v'shikla beinetz b'yisavir. Somebody from the house of Rabban Gamliel used to come in to that area by the Lishka, and they used to take a shekel between their machzus, a shekel they would have between their fingers. It was either one person from the base of Rabban Gamliel, like the shliach, or it was really anybody from that house. V'zarko lifnei atarim, they would throw it in front of the person that was doing trumas halishka. They had a special inn. Rabban Gamliel's house was Malchus, and they had priority, and they wanted to make sure that their coin that they were throwing there was for sure going to be one of the coins that was used from the Trumas Halishka. Now, Lamaisa, any time that the Gizbar, the officer, would take money and buy Karbanos, he actually had in mind all the people that gave and all the people that would give. He really basically had in mind all of Klal Yisrael, and every time he took out these coins, really nobody was going to be left out. But Stam, it's a nice thing though, that Lamaisa, your money was actually used to buy the Karbanos. So Rabbi Gamliel's house wanted it that their money was used, so the guy would go right in front and he would throw his coin right in front of the guy that was taking the money. And this Torim would make sure that this coin would be pushed to the chest that would be used to buy the Karbanos. L'chor, that probably means the one that was Aleph, or Alpha, according to Rabbi Shmuel, because that was the one that was used first. The person that took out the truma, the money, to buy the karbanos, he only did it until he first asked, do I have permission to do it? Esraim. Meaning he would ask three times, and they would answer each time, troim. And he would ask again, troim, and they'd answer again, troim. That's what happened. The reason that they would do this, obviously, is because, again, that there shouldn't be any chshad. So he was very clear why he was going in there. And that's why he asked them three times, and they answered three times. Now, dafka three times, this the Rav says, repeating something three times is a very common thing. We find it in a few places. We find it by the Katsir of the Omer, how they used to cut the Omer, and also by Chalitza, by Yevama, that things were said three times in both of those cases. So to here, he would ask three times, they would answer three times before he went in and did what he needed to do.